Hello, Saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Saints, I have been supernaturally raised from the dead and called by God the Father and Jesus Christ to be a soldier of the cross. And I have been endued with power from on high by the Holy Spirit in a Pentecostal experience complete with tongues of fire and the speaking of tongues. This experience has endued me with the power to bear witness to the truth that will make men free from the captivity to the law of sin and death in their lives. But the truth will only make men free as they are motivated to learn to apply the truth in their lives through the faith that their old sin nature died in the body of Christ's flesh on the cross, and that His resurrected sinless nature now lives in them to do only the will of the Father. If we are not willing to be motivated to do the will of the Father here in this earth that is our bodies, we will not want to go to heaven where God's will is perfectly carried out. We will be miserable there. Let us pray from 2 Thessalonians 1, 11 through 12. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that my prayer would constantly be before you, that you may count us worthy of your calling and your purpose of goodness for our lives, and that by the power of the risen Lord inside of us, you may complete every good work of faith through us by the faith that it is Christ in us, in his power, wisdom, and goodness that accomplishes the works and not us. Thus, may the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified and become more glorious through and in you, Father, that you would also be glorified in Christ that is in us, according to your grace, Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, I further pray that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives me utterance, and that you would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to the church in this last hour. Father, I pray that you would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown today, and that it would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in the kingdom of God to the praise and glory of God the Father. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown today or you sowing your tares among the seed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to continue to teach on giving. This is part 3 on biblical giving. Let's review what we learned in the first two parts. First, we learned that God runs His kingdom by spiritual laws that are unchanging and that are no respecters of persons. And they operate much like His natural laws. Jesus did not break one point of any law while He was on this earth. That is because God Himself cannot even break His own laws without sinning and ceasing to be God. And we use the law of gravity for an example. God never changes and His laws are unchanging. God is the creator of all things and He sets the bounds or rules by which we are to live. To accuse God of doing us wrong or being unfair whenever anything goes wrong in our lives is like accusing gravity of hurting us when we jump off of a cliff with no means to break our fall. Gravity is not unfair. It treats everyone equally, and it never changes. Gravity is also beneficial to our lives, and we cannot live on this earth without it. But it must be respected. So is God, equally fair to all in His laws. And He never changes, nor does His laws change. His moral spiritual laws are beneficial to us, and we cannot live in this earth that is our bodies without them. But they must be respected and not transgressed against, or we will suffer the consequences. All of man's problems in life are the result of consequences of our ignorance of God's laws and our stepping out of the bounds they set for our lives. Next, we learned why we tithe. We're to tithe from our hearts that are filled with gratitude and thanksgiving for our deliverance. We are not to tithe with a motivation of receiving in return. This tends to greed and is evil. We are not to tithe based on emotional motives are based on seeing signs and wonders and miracles. We're to tithe by faith in the Word. And the Word commands us to pay tithe to provide for the upkeep and maintenance of the priests and Levites because they have no inheritance among the people. And the priests and Levites of today are the fivefold ministers and the praise and worship teams. They are to devote all of their time to ministering to the Lord in prayer and fasting and studying of the Word, and are not to work in the secular world. The fivefold ministers of today that preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified bring us revelation on what God has already done for us on the cross, which gives us faith for deliverance and salvation. And when we receive spiritual deliverance and salvation from the preachers who preach the cross, we are to be moved and motivated with thanksgiving and gratitude and give our material things to those preachers who have ministered the holy things of God to us. It is a commandment of God that His ministers make their living by ministering the Word to His people. That brings us to review who we are to give our tithe to. We give our tithe to those who minister the Word to us. The tithe, as exampled in the Old Testament, is for the upkeep of not only the ministers of the Word, but also the praise and worship teams, the singers, and the porters. Amen? We learn that the tithe is holy unto the Lord. Speaking of the tithe and offerings, the Holy Spirit warns the ministers of God in Numbers 18 and 32 that there is a death penalty for polluting the holy things of God's people. We see this death sentence carried out in 1 Samuel 4:11 in the death of Eli, the high priest's sons, Hophni and Phinehas. We see in 1 Samuel 2:16 and 17 how they disregarded the holiness of God's people's offerings and caused God's people to despise the offerings. Then we see God's desire to kill these two sons of the devil that did not know the Lord in 1 Samuel 2:25. Then in 1 Samuel 2:29, God passes the death sentence down to Eli as well, because he was getting fat on the offerings of the people of God, and he refused to discipline his sons from the devil. He was honoring them above God and disregarding the holiness of the offerings of God's people. Is it any different today? I see ministers of the Word who have made themselves into sons of Satan, who pollute God's holy offerings, who lay with women in the congregation, who get fat on the offerings of the Lord, and who have absolutely no fear of the holiness of the offerings or the consequences of the holy laws of giving from a holy God that they are transgressing. They don't even realize that God has already killed them spiritually because they failed to respect the holiness of the tithe. They are like Samson, who got up from laying with the enemy and shook himself and did not even know that God had departed. These spiritually dead preachers keep preaching, not knowing the glory of the Lord has departed from the midst of them. They have lost their salvation over the tithes and offerings. Now we come to the where of tithing. In this, God's people have erred greatly in our time, and they are dying spiritually because of it. The Holy Spirit lets us know in Galatians 6:6-8, that God is not mocked. If we sow to the flesh gospels, we will reap eternal destruction. In Deuteronomy 12:5-6, the Holy Spirit is instructing us to bring our tithe, offerings, and sacrifices to the place which the Lord our God shall choose out of all the tribes to put His name. He says we shall seek this place and then come and bring our offerings to this place. If we have to seek this place where the Lord chooses to put His name, it must not be readily apparent. Again, in Deuteronomy 12:11-14, and in Deuteronomy 14:22-23, we are commanded to only pay our tithes, offering, and sacrifices in the place which the Lord chooses to cause His name to dwell. There we are to give, and in no other place. In Deuteronomy 12:13, the Holy Spirit warns us not to give in any other place. says, take heed, be very careful not to offer your offerings in every place that you see. He says we are to only give in the place He chooses where He causes His name to dwell. Where is this place today? I am a man sent by God to tell you it is where the gospel of the kingdom is being preached. It is where the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified is being preached, and in no other place. These places where the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified is being preached is the only place where there is a power of God unto salvation. It is the only place where Jesus is being lifted up on the cross and the Holy Spirit is drawing all men unto the Father, not to a religion or a man. It is the only place where Jesus is being glorified, for Jesus was glorified on the cross. Do not be fooled by manifestations by evil spirits that mimic the Holy Spirit's anointing. The only place the Holy Spirit will be moving is the place where the gospel of the kingdom is being preached. Because He is bound by the law to only glorify Jesus and lead us into all truth. Also, these places are the only places we are to eat the Word. In Deuteronomy 12, 7 and 18, and in 14, verse 23, the Holy Spirit lets us know that we are to eat before the Lord in these places where the Lord chooses to place His name. The Holy Spirit encourages us to seek these places. Not every place where Jesus is being preached is the crucifixion of Jesus being preached as our only source of life and subsequent victorious living. God will only choose to place His name in the place that preaches the gospel, which pleases Him to save men who believe in it. The Holy Spirit declares this to us in 1 Corinthians 1, 17 through 21. We have to believe on Jesus' name for the Father to place His name on us. To believe on Jesus is to believe who He is and what He did for us on the cross. This is the gospel of the kingdom. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. To believe this one gospel is to believe on the name of Jesus. And the Lord can place His name only in these places that believe on His name. Only these places where the people believe on the name of Jesus can the Father place His name. And it is there He commands us to give. And only when we bring our tithes, offerings, and sacrifices to these places where God chooses to place His name do we honor God. We have to be very careful, as Deuteronomy 12:13 warns us, not to bring our offerings just to any place. Not every place that preaches the name of Jesus believes on the name of Jesus. Do they preach the cross of Jesus? If they do not, then they do not believe on the name of Jesus. We can't bring our tithes and offerings to a Muslim mosque or a Jewish temple to honor God. They don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. They don't believe who Jesus is. We can't bring our tithes and offerings to a Jehovah Witness temple to honor God. They do not believe Jesus is God. They don't believe who Jesus is. Neither can we bring our tithes and offerings to a church that does not believe what Jesus did for us on the cross and honor God. For example, we cannot bring our tithes and offerings to a church that believes we are saved by water baptism. They are mocking what Jesus did for us on the cross. They are ignorantly or willingly repudiating what Jesus did for us on the cross. They are saying we don't need Jesus' sacrifice or it is not enough. We can't be saved by water baptism, my beloved brothers and sisters. We are saved by the blood of the Lamb. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The Lord cannot place His name on any place that does not believe on His name. That is, in who He is and what He has done for us on the cross. We can't just bring our tithes and offerings to any church and give honor to God. We have to bring all of our offerings and our tithes to the place where He chooses to place His name. My beloved brothers and sisters, God's laws of giving do not change. They do not bend, nor does He make exceptions for anyone. His laws are no respecters of persons, like the natural law of gravity is no respecter of persons. Some of you are in financial bind, and the ministers you are sitting under are sons of Satan, like Hophni and Phinehas. Or they are just plain ignorant of God's laws of giving, and they have polluted God's holy offerings, and He has killed them with spiritual death, as He warned us in Numbers 18:32 that He would do. They are exhorting you to hold on, that your breakthrough is just up ahead, that your due season is about to come, that God is just setting you up for a miracle, and that you should keep giving in the place which God has not chosen to place His name. I am a man sent by God to tell you that they are liars from hell. And if you do not repent from stealing God's holy money by placing it in these synagogues of Satan and bring it to the place where He has chosen to place His name, nothing but destruction and misery are in your way. And every step taken in that direction just adds to your crimes against Almighty God. God's laws are fixed eternal principles which He Himself cannot violate without sinning any more than any of His creatures. God's goodness and mercy cannot allow a sinner who transgresses His laws to escape the consequences of those laws. You either repent and submit to God's laws, or you will suffer the consequences. In Malachi 3:8, God is indicting you who have paid tithes and offerings to synagogues of Satan, where they don't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You are guilty of stealing His tithes and offerings for not bringing them to the place where He places His name. And because of your great sin against God and the holy things, there is no meat in His house of doing the will of the Father. And the blood of every soul lost to hell because of your great sin will be on your head. The Holy Spirit warns us in 2 John 1:9-11, that whosoever is not content to abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. They are of Satan. But he who continues to live in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit warns us not to accept anyone that does not abide in the doctrine of Christ into our homes by TV, radio, internet, books, etc., or give them any encouragement or wish them Godspeed. For if we do, we will be partakers of all of their evil with them. That means that all of the souls lost to hell because of their false teaching that was not Jesus Christ and Him crucified will also be accounted to us. My beloved brothers and sisters, if you have been giving to other gospels, repent and come back to the cross. Your judgment does not linger, and your damnation does not slumber. And your space to repent is getting smaller and smaller. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at 318-938-2691. God bless you.